Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the KRLD Morning News with Joe Kelly, live from the Milestone Plumbing AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. It's your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm John Little.
And I'm Mike Rogers. So the gridlock we're expecting in Arlington tonight, it follows a parking lot on a Dallas landmark yesterday afternoon, thanks to a couple of music superstars.
What? That's a boozy shooting a video in Dallas, boy.
A moment Jesse Sanchez never expected, seeing a country music star while in heavy Dallas traffic.
Pulled out my phone, zoomed in, it was Shaboozy shooting the video.
For hours, one lane of the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge was shut down, the street filled with speakers, a stage, and Shaboozy shooting a music video along with Dallas rapper Big X The Plug.
I thought I was the only one who realized it. I was looking around, people were looking at it.
The spectacle turned the other lane of the bridge into a parking lot, the line of cars on both sides of the Trinity River stretching for miles.
Is NBC5's Keenan Willard.
Well, he did interview making the rounds between Texas Senator Ted Cruz and conservative host Tucker Carlson about the growing conflict in Iran.
A snippet of the interview release has Carlson asking Cruz basic facts about the country and Cruz unable to answer. An incredulous Carlson.
You don't know anything about Iran, so
okay,
actually
I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one
who
claims.
You don't know anything about the country.
The two men continue to shout over each other as Carlson further tried to get Cruz to clarify comments about possible military strikes against Iran and who exactly is carrying those out. Cruz has hit back on social media, claiming Carlson was trying to play a gotcha game. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Number three, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says nearly 70,000 people have signed up for President Donald Trump's Gold Card Visa, which would grant foreigners legal residency in the U.S. Remember, that is a $5 million investment. Number two, we're now told that former President Biden may attend a Juneteenth celebration on Galveston Island tomorrow. Galveston Police Department requesting assistance for dignitaries coming to the celebration, and Biden's name is mentioned. Of course, Biden made Juneteenth a federal holiday in 2021, working with Fort Worth's Opal Lee to get that done. Our top story, if you're driving anywhere near Globe Life Field or AT&T Stadium tonight, pack some snacks. It could be a long haul. We've got like three major events colliding at two major places. Arlington's Road shaping up to be the hottest parking lots in Texas.
Here are the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 10.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lady KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is 7:20 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. 79 degrees. Going to be another hot one today, but a chance of some showers and storms overnight. I'm John Little on DFW's only all-news morning show. Thanks so much for being here. Your news continues for Trajan Well. Can you believe it's been nearly 10 years since the still unsolved murder of Missy Beavers, a Midlothian mother of three? Now, if you don't remember this, maybe you weren't in town when this happened, but I mean, this is just huge news that captivated all of us. Now, Beavers was attacked and killed inside a church before she was scheduled to teach a morning workout class. NBC5's Larry Collins has more on a rally being held today to revive this case in the public eye.
They want to keep a spotlight on this case and the life and death of Missy Beavers. She was a mother of three when she was brutally murdered back in 2016. They say some people have forgotten about the case. Some even thought that it was already solved. They want people to still come forward, still look for answers, and still look for justice.
Someone came and decided to take her life away. And we're going to keep pushing until this case is solved, making sure that people are aware of it and that someone out there that knows something will come forward.
Today, the group will gather in front of Midlothian City Hall at Heritage Park.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins. And that rally that Larry mentioned starts this afternoon at 2. We've got new details about the highly anticipated Netflix house. It'll be opening at Galleria Dallas toward the end of this year.
Dallas and Pennsylvania are the first two places to get this attraction, where people will go inside and feel like they are starring in their own Netflix adventure. Galleria General Manager Angie Freed tells our business analyst David Johnson the popularity will definitely bring in the out-of-towners.
We think that it's certainly going to attract regional drive and fly markets. We already attract those markets, but this will certainly help.
She says they are already signing tenants based on the attraction, which will be two levels and feature two popular shows, Squid Game and Stranger Things. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lawmakers from both parties are pushing to limit President Trump's ability to launch strikes on Iran without congressional approval.
Now, it would prohibit any type of escalation of military action without congressional approval if it ultimately passes. Now, John Thune isn't in a huge rush to bring it to the floor. It's a privileged resolution. There's a handful of conservatives. I mean, we've seen Thomas Massey on the House side, but largely leadership's kind of stood with President Trump on this one.
That's Capitol Hill reporter Julie Grace Brufke. Republican Congressman Thomas Massey and Democrat Rakata have introduced a bipartisan war powers resolution demanding only Congress can declare war under the Constitution. Senator Tim Kaine is leading a similar measure requiring approval unless it's in self-defense. New York City Comptroller and Democratic mayoral candidate Brad Lander arrested yesterday while escorting a man after an immigration court appearance.
New York City Comptroller Brad Lander says he was trying to escort a man from immigration proceedings yesterday when ICE agents forced them apart. A judge had apparently dismissed the migrant's case, which Lander said could allow ICE to detain him for expedited removal. Lander could be seen locking arms with the man and repeatedly demanding ICE agents show him a judicial warrant. They ultimately put Lander in handcuffs, and the migrant was taken into custody.
That's CBS's Ali Bauman. News Radio 1080 KRLD is the station in DFW for market and business updates. 724 KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Good morning, John. Well, you've been articulating a very busy day worldwide. We've got a very busy day on Wall Street. Now, certainly we're watching the same things that everybody else is, Israel and Iran, and also this not-so-subtle change with the U.S., inserting the word we where we used to use the word them. Also, the perhaps increasing risk that Iran's going to close the Strait of Hormuz. That's affecting oil prices. Certainly did yesterday. Oil scooted sharply higher, and it really squeezed everybody else. And then finally, you know, the reaction from Khamenei in Iran today saying the battle begins. That was hours after the president called for his unconditional surrender. We'll watch that. But meanwhile, we're watching Washington, D.C. This is the day at 1 o'clock this afternoon that we hear from the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee. What do they think about interest rates? What's their state of the economy? Then more importantly, at 1:30, we have that news conference with the chairman of the Fed. That's always market moving. We've also got housing starts and building permits today. Jobless claims will be coming out. And also, as if the day weren't busy enough, because of tomorrow's holiday, this is the day that all of the Standard & Poor's 500 and the NASDAQ options roll over, which means they go from the June month to the July month. It always creates a lot of volatility and also a lot of volume. So we've got a full plate. Meanwhile, crude's up another 22 cents today, $73.49. Treasuries are back in vogue as a safe haven. Money poured in there yesterday. It's coming in today. The 10-year rate has dropped down to 4.36%. But interestingly, gold is static. In fact, it's down $1.60 right now. If the Dow opened right this second, the Dow would be up 31 points. The NASDAQ up 46. The S&P up 8. But it's going to be a very long day. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, thanks so much. Well, businesses keep moving to Texas, and a community college here in the Metroplex is launching a new program to help them find a skilled workforce.
Dallas College has launched a Bachelor of Applied Technology in Software Development. One of the first students to enroll says her family came from Mexico, and this gave her an affordable option to get a good job.
Dallas College offers more than education. It offers opportunity, community, and a sense of purpose.
Dallas College Chancellor Justin Lonnon says the program is going to help students, but it'll also help keep the area's economy growing.
Absolutely. When site selectors, economic development teams are considering coming to this area, this region, that's the first thing they start with, is what's the skilled workforce look like.
He says they're focused on providing training in jobs that are in demand, like technology, nursing, and education. In Richardson, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kick this can down the road again. TikTok gets another stay of execution in this country. Congress passing a new law that says TikTok has to leave the U.S. or get sold off away from Chinese owners. But now the president will give TikTok another 90 days to work up some kind of deal. It's the third extension since he signed the first one on the first day he took office. Now, TikTok now has until the middle of September to find a buyer or get out, allegedly. Well, move over, cable. There is a new top dog.
For the first time, streaming has overtaken both cable and broadcast television. The data compiled by Nielsen show that 44.8% of its participants were watching streamers over a combined 44.2% of their test takers going to conventional TV. Further data showing audiences consume services like YouTube TV 12.5% of the time, Netflix holding 7.5% of the viewership, and Disney rounding out the top three at 5%. From the 24 Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.